Blog Talk Radio.
God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Yes, big shout out to friend, mentor, Tony Brown, Tony Brown's show. You all remember that show? Please friend him and check out his videos. Awesome, 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 awesome black historian, journalist. Welcome to Mindful Monday. Mindfulness. Do you practice mindfulness? If you do, do not hesitate to call in during this broadcast and share some of your tips on practicing mindfulness. And what is mindfulness? Yeah, I know. Usually people talk about making money on Mondays, motivating Mondays. But being mindful definitely motivates us, right? Exactly. Mindfulness means maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surrounding environment through a gentle, nurturing lens. Hello, I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you are tuned to Culture Shock Tam Reports. I thank you for your love and your support. If you're a long-time listener and supporter since March 2011, or a new listener, I thank you for your support and your listenership. My intro is from an artist based in Istanbul, Turkey, Charisma, beautiful music. I will change it to another one of his songs, or I'll just add more of his music. Charisma and I have been longtime Facebook friends, and if you're a longtime listener and listen to archive shows, you've heard some of his beautiful music from way back in the day when the show premiered. And speaking of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, I thank you all also for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports exclusive, as it is premiering on Spotify and also can be heard on Art Radio. Also, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is an extension of this broadcast with be premiering on Friday on Clubhouse. I just joined Clubhouse, and you can come into my house at Clubhouse after Friday's show, after Kalinda and I talk about Fun Friday and food and travel and restaurants and healthy living. You can tune in to the premiere, the after party on Clubhouse. Come into my house. If you're on Clubhouse, please invite me to your house and come into my house. Let me know you would like to be a part of my house. The topic will be Memorial Day weekend. You know, Memorial Day is like when it officially kicked off. You know, spring is in full gear. Summer, Father's Day, 4th of July, and just fun, summertime time. So I get excited. I'm a summer baby. My birthday's in August, you know. I love all holidays, though, well, really. But Memorial Day has always been fun. Even though some horrible things have happened, so it's also marking the year that my late brother-in-law, mentor, Tommy Ellis passed away, owner of Out of Africa Import, Traders Village. So a big shout out to Traders Traders Village. Also, we lost my brother on Memorial Day weekend back in 1983. He had been out of the Army only like a year and a half, was a barber student and a popular DJ. That's who taught me how to be a DJ. You know, Christopher White, 833, product of Lanier High School here in Jackson, Mississippi. But, you know, we always love to have mother, our late mother, our family. We always love to have barbecues and get-togethers. But, you know, my sister, Beverly, she dreads to see Memorial Day weekend. But if you spend it alone or working, making that dough, or it's just another weekend, but, you know, you might not celebrate it, but a lot of people are getting next Monday off. They're going to have a three-day weekend. This is a, you know, short week. Kids are getting out. Graduations are coming, are happening. So big shout-out to all the graduates also and those that are, you know, going, yeah, you, whatever you're graduating from, kindergarten, third, fourth grade, sixth grade, middle school, high school, college, going back to school. I'm looking forward to getting back into school, you know, but it's important for us all to self-educate also. But again, thank you for tuning in to Mindful Monday. Email me at culturshockentertainment_beth@yahoo.com. KulturShockEnt_beth@yahoo.com. KulturShockEnt_beth@yahoo.com. And I'll repeat a third time. Because that's how I am. I like to hear things not twice, but thrice. KulturShockEnt_beth@yahoo.com. And thank you for those that reach out to me on social media, Facebook, you know, KulturShockEnt page. Instagram, TikTok. I need to get on Twitter more often. LinkedIn. Big shout out to my LinkedIn connections. YouTube. So thank you all for your support. So let's get into talking about mindfulness. I'm not sure if Cousin Linda will be joining us today. Not a very long show, and my apologies for being 10 minutes late working on getting everything right, sound and all. So right now I'm making sure everything's right in this little studio. Let's see. So, mindfulness. I'm going to share some meditation 101 mindfulness for beginners information. I'm a person that's working on just focusing on the moment, not worrying about what has happened in the past, and worrying about what's going to happen in the future. But future is very important to me. But if you probably can relate, you know, something that's really important is for us not to replay things that have occurred in our past, to remove a lot of self-doubt and disbelief. And then to be disciplined and focus on our future, but be in the moment. So mindfulness is about what is, like right now I'm hosting this awesome podcast. So it's all about being focused on the delivery of Culture Shock Entertainment Report on this Mindful Monday. The focus is here and now, not what I was doing an hour ago, not what I would be doing 2 hours from now. The focus of being mindful, as we talk about mindful, is to be focused on the present. Anyway, some people, you know, self-care. Being mindful is a part of self-care, self-love. And I'm looking at a website called Copper Beach Institute, and they have many programs regarding mindfulness and challenges and information regarding a retreat. And I know many people that go on retreats, and many of you probably practice and organize retreats too. Those are perfect ways. We have had guests on the program that practice yoga. And one thing that yoga practitioners discuss, number one, throughout their discussions and their practices, is the importance of being mindful. So if you would like to know about Copper Beach Institute, just from my research, I ran across this, and there's an instructor named Sandrine Harris. So I need to contact her. Maybe she will come on the show and talk with us on a Mindful Monday. So contact Copper Beach Institute, because they would teach one how to begin the practice of mindfulness. What are three qualities of mindfulness? Within that concept, there are three components of mindfulness. And something that many of us discuss, I know my circle, business and personal, often speak about intention. Intention. So within the concept, there are three components of mindfulness. What is your intention? Choosing to cultivate your awareness. Attention. Attention to the present moment, sensations, and so. See, I'm practicing mindfulness right now as I deliver commentary on this awesome podcast, Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. So attitude. Can you hear my attitude? Being kind, curious, and non-judgmental. So the three components of mindfulness are intention, choosing to cultivate your awareness. You know, what's your intention? My awareness would be self-reflection. Self-reflection. Because I'm working on discipline and self-discipline. So to really get my hands dirty in self-discipline and discipline, I feel, talking about feeling, feel, I know that my intention should be self-reflection. What do I reflect? What am I reflecting? What am I feeling? What do I reflect to myself about me? Not what I am reflecting to others and my perception to others, but how do I perceive myself, my self-reflection, the mirror? What do I see in the mirror? That's my intention. What's your intention? But that's what mindfulness is all about. And attention to the present moment, the sensations and the thoughts. My thoughts are very blissful right now as I deliver this commentary on Mindfulness Monday, Mindful Monday. My intentions is the present moment, the sensations and the thoughts. To be honest, I feel relaxed. I feel relaxed. I feel comfy. Topic that we do need to discuss on a Monday. We do need to talk about money too. Make money Mondays. But reaching and being comfortable with that, it's important for us to be mindful to master that, to master what we need to master. So my sensation, what I'm feeling, my thoughts, I feel good. I honestly do. In the midst of whatever is going on around me, I'm in the moment. I'm in the moment. Attitude, being kind, curious, and not judgmental. You know, that is good in regards to outwardly, but do we think about that, the attitude toward ourselves? Do we? See, I'm thinking about that now. It's really working, being mindful. Or with me, are you practicing it too? Being kind, not just to others, and curious and judgmental, but being mindful to ourselves, our attitude toward ourselves. We could have like this wonderful attitude. And that's something my brother, my late brother-in-law, talked about me when my last visit in Dallas last year, a month before he passed. We're talking about the business and expanding the business and business success and profits and being genuine to people. And, you know, I've always loved the business ever since I was a child, and I always felt like I was a people person. But he always stressed to me about attitude. So it's all about, you know, not just our attitude, and our attitude reflects how our attitude towards ourselves. So being mindful, that's deep. That goes deep. To be mindful to, you know, your attitude. Yeah, a lot of you probably say, yeah, my attitude is cool. Yeah, I'm not judgmental. I don't judge people. I'm curious. I like to be spontaneous. But when it comes to yourself, are you kind to yourself? On Instagram, I often see like a post about love and self-love. And it says, love yourself like you love other people, like you love your favorite person. So we should be our favorite people. And mindfulness brings that to the surface. Attitude, being kind, curious, and not judgmental to ourselves. We can be our hardest, right? Our naysayers and haters, they don't have nothing on some of us. They don't have anything on some of us the way we talk to ourselves, the way we self-talk. So some haters think, oh, well, I told her, or she's not doing this, or she's not doing that. You just don't know some people's attitudes. You don't know what some people are dealing with, you know. So practicing mindfulness is very important, to just take a moment. And some people might say, well, I don't have time to do all that eebie-jeebie stuff. It's all about being in tune and being in alignment. Healthy living. Mindfulness is part of healthy living. It's great for our mental health. It's great for our physical health. It's great for business. It's great for our personal lives. If more of us practice mindfulness, a lot of situations would be prevented and or nipped in the bud with all that's going on in this world, in America and around the world. So this is pretty much an introductory show. On Mondays, we will talk mindfulness. We will talk about, you know, motivation, but mindfulness is, like I said, it's pretty much the base. It goes hand in hand with motivating money Monday, making money Monday. Being mindful keeps us grounded, release the anxiety and the stress, the overthinking. Many of us are overthinkers. So it moves that overthinking and to just be calm. And when situations are going smoothly, and especially when a lot of things are going on, you got the kids screaming in the car, or your animals all barking, want to get fed at once. or you're trying to meet a deadline, or you're late for a Zoom meeting or in-person meeting, doesn't hurt to just take 60 seconds, 30 seconds, practice a little my present moment and see how things happen. So talk with us, talk with me on Mondays and any other day. But Monday we will block off to talk about mindfulness and also motivation and making money too. But it is called Mindful Mondays now. So we will discuss mindful practices that we do and should be doing, and also invite guests on, experts, and all of us can be, you know, and those of us that want to share what we do to practice mindfulness, reading a book, just staying in the present moment, sitting down, laying down, just staying in the moment. I pray, meditate. And taking a long bath, present moment of enjoying that nice bath. You know, just going off and feeding the, you know, those are examples. And just being in the moment, being in that present moment of right now, what's going on right now. Thank you for tuning in today. I just wanted to talk with you about Mindful Monday. Big shout out to American Idol winner M. I guess I said his name right. Big shout out. The three finalists, which one from Mississippi, Rolling Fork. Big shout out I agree with the judges. This season, oh my God, my late mother and I, mother loves American Idol. There's a star system. And the Bachelorette. I'm very excited about the Bachelorette, which will be premiering with Charity on June the 26th. But American Idol this year was just off the chain. I mean, all the talent are going big. All of them are American Idol. It's just amazing. Yes, indeed. But thank you for tuning in to this introductory show of Mindful Monday. Mindful Monday. Those that are celebrating birthdays, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Cousin Linda will be on. She didn't make it on a day. And she definitely will be on Friday. On Wednesday would be a morning gig. It'll be a morning show. Tomorrow will be 4 o'clock show, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, Thursday will be 4 o'clock. Wednesday would be an a.m. show, be a morning show. World Wednesday, and I know the world will love it because my worldwide listeners, especially those in Europe, when it's morning here, it's afternoon and evening there. Big shout out to my native country, United States. You all know I'm in the Deep South, Jackson, in between Memphis and New Orleans. Big shout out to my Dallas peeps. For some reason, I'm shouting out my New York peeps. I've never been to New York, but it's like my favorite city. I've never been to favorite state. Minneapolis, Minnesota, another one. One of my favorites I've never been to. California. I've been to California. Big shout out to everybody in every city, small town. A big shout out to those in Tesoma, my friends and supporters in Durant, in Sherman, Texas. Big shout out because Sherman, Texas, not too far from Allen, Texas, where the mass shooting happened at Allen Outlet. You all heard Cousin Linda and I talk about that. So looking forward to guests, old friends of the show and new friends coming on. Also, tomorrow is Talent Tuesday. Wednesday, World Wednesday. Thursday True Friday, Fun Friday. Now, P. Diddy calls Fridays, and sometimes I call Friday Faith and Fitness Friday, but it's Fun Friday. I love P. Diddy's take on Friday. Fuck it Friday. Fuck it Friday. Excuse the French. Some of my prayer partners might say, oh my God, you're saying a bad word. But I didn't. F it Friday. Bleep, bleep Friday. That's what P. Diddy calls it. And pretty much, it's like a take on being mindful. Be in the moment and just say, F it. Don't worry about what's happening in the past, or what's going to happen in the future. Just focus on the now and say, F it. That's pretty much P. Diddy's take, too. That's like a part of practicing mindfulness. But sending out love and positive vibes. Thank you for your love and your positive vibes. Also, I'm so appreciative of the BTR community, the staff here, my fellow podcasters. Big shout out to Spotify. I had an awesome webinar experience last week on, you know, how to deliver the podcast on Spotify in a very effective manner. Big shout out to the Avon community. Big shout out to No Labels. We'll be talking about No Labels I want to talk about No Labels on tomorrow. I'm going to talk about No Labels on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Talent Tuesday. But also we'll talk about No Labels on tomorrow. We have some awesome events coming up, some awesome meetings. I would love for many of you to join in on our talk. You know, there's a big talk going on right now. So many important talks are going on right now. But one of the most important talks, the important talk, is regarding our debt ceiling. So that's what I've been watching even before the podcast started. At 4, I was trying to find out what happened or what's happening in the meeting with Mike McCarthy and in the president. So 15 days, June the 1st. So, you know, No Labels, it's all about bipartisanship and it's Republicans, independents, and Democrats, all of us coming together. And I definitely want and would love for those of you that have not, it's a movement, have not even heard of No Labels. But if you listen to the podcast, you've heard of No Labels since I joined. And I've been, I remember No Labels as long as I have, when I created this podcast. I joined No Labels and like soon after it was created, like 2011, 2012. So it's all about us working together. There's no negativity involved in any of our meets, our talks. We all come together with common sense. Common sense. You've heard of the Problem Solvers Caucus? That's us. That's No Label. That's us. And those of you that network with me on social media, I'm always sharing No Labels information. But I will provide more information on tomorrow regarding the entire movement. And also, I've been a co-chair since September. I'm so honored when I was asked by the president and the vice president to be a co-chair for the state of Mississippi. Now, Ellis Skelton is also a co-chair here in the state of Mississippi. So those of you that are in Mississippi that would like to come and be involved, regardless of your party affiliation, even if you're not even, don't even consider yourself, look us up and look us up, period. Those of you, my friends in all across the country, all across the world, the national convention, you guys, we're so excited about and looking forward to also will be second home, my stomping grounds, Dallas, Texas, next April. Yes, indeed. So Super excited about that. Super excited. So tomorrow, Talent Tuesday, chime in, create your chat. I'll open the chat. Let's talk about talent. I might even share some of my poetry. Today, I picked up a pencil and opened my fashion design pad, Kitchen Design in Ages. And I skipped a simple dress for my Jigs Lounging collection, which can be worn with leggings and pants, which I need to design those. But it's been a while, and I received some good feedback. So thank you to those that I received good feedback for that sketch. It only took a few minutes to sketch. But again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I love you. I love your support. And just thank you. Thank you. Let's spread love. It's a lot to talk about, but, you know, just so much can spread. Cousin Linda, we have a few more minutes, so let's listen to Cousin Linda.
Hey,
I didn't know. I didn't think you were going to make it.
I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. When 4 o'clock came, I was sitting here trying to find something to do, something to watch on TV, and I got tied up with Perry Mason and putting songs on Facebook from YouTube, and then it hit me at 4:30. I'm like, oh, my God, I forget Beth has a show today. So I've been listening to you for about 10 minutes, I think. I am sorry. I was so late calling in. And so I said, she's going to end the show and don't even know that I'm on here.
Well, right, because I had been staring and looking at the studio screen for your call. Then you probably even heard me mention, well, she didn't make it, but she'll make it. I'll start sending reminders and everything. To be honest, I would like to chit chat before shows anyway, you know, so we can pretty much have an idea. But today, I know you practice mindfulness just from your life. And so Mondays are Mindful Mondays now. I know it's important to talk about motivation and making money on Mondays, but being mindful, and just from all the information that you share and just looking back, you practice mindfulness. So I will be quiet because we only have about 10 minutes. What are your practices of being mindful?
Well, I like to think about people that I don't contact all the time or who don't contact me. But I'll be thinking, well, I'm thinking about them and I'm going to call. And I don't think that's good enough. I have to start really putting forth some effort to just go ahead and call people. I did do that with two friends, one friend in New York and one in California, whom I hadn't talked to in years. And their thing was, oh, the last time we talked, I called you. And I remember what somebody, a friend in Jackson, Mississippi, told me a long time ago, because I used to wait, you know, to take turns calling her. And she said, you don't call somebody because it's their turn or yours. So you call people because you want to talk to them. And that has stayed with me. And so I'm like, well, they don't think about me, but no, it's not that. You know, you need to be mindful and just go ahead. If somebody comes across your mind, go ahead and call them.
Right. I am with you, cousin. That's a practice that I am working on, because I haven't talked to Aunt Mildred or Uncle Herman, and I want to talk to them. Our kinfolk. I mentioned sister today, Beverly. She mentioned that we might have a family reunion sometime, and I said, well, I'm going to call Cousin Ruby. And, you know, and your mom and my mom and Aunt Christine would get on us without keeping in touch with our people in Florence. And I always say, I got to stop putting off.
Florence who keeps in touch with me, and that's Cousin Donald Fate Russell.
Yes.
You remember Cousin Don?
And yes, I love him so much. To be honest, that Black History documentary that you had posted, I said I hadn't seen. I didn't see in February. I was I was looking on your page, and then I seen where you had it was on his page. But I sent him a friend request from your page, and so hopefully he'll see it soon. But yeah, I love him, and my mother was very crazy about him.
Yeah, he tells me a lot that he used to stop by your mother's house that when he was coming home from school from Lanier. And I didn't know
yes.
that. And he told me he would stop by Elizabeth all the time and talk to her after he had gotten out of school. And I said, well, I never knew that. And he kept keeping me abreast of relatives from Rankin County about what's going on, who's passed or whatever. And he was so good to Uncle James when Uncle James was still alive and wasn't able to take care of himself.
Yes. Because to be honest, I think the last in person, which, oh, my God, back to, which is so sad, we should see each other more often, Aunt Kat's funeral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle, he was there for Uncle James then.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for Uncle James then, comforting him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's real good about that.
Because I remember, I think last year, a year before, you said he had talked about getting his RV, his mobile home, and coming to Dallas.
Yeah, he comes over here. I don't know about this year, but he would be over here just about every year. Not necessarily Dallas.
Uh-huh.
They would go down to, I think, Ennis, Texas, to the races.
Oh.
He and his other friends who had motorhomes to the car races. And he said they like to go to Florida and a couple of other places to play golf. And I know he would go over to Alabama for the car races. And
right.
I come over here to Fort Worth to the Fort Worth car races, yeah. And I always claimed he was going to come by and see me, but he never did. He called me and talked about, well, why can't you come meet me? I said, you know I don't know how to get around. I don't know how to get to Ennis. I don't know how to get to Fort Worth. Sad to say, but I just don't go to all these strange places in my old age.
The only reason I mention that because I remember last year before I came to Dallas-Fort Worth, and I'm just amazed how Fort Worth has really blossomed. I mean, my goodness. But you had we were talking about traveling. You had mentioned about how he loved Hawaii, too, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He and when he was married to Dorothy Moore, he was stationed in Hawaii. And he had
right.
talked about buying
a,
he said he was going to go out there and move to Hawaii. And he said he could live on the base, you know, being a veteran or whatever. But I don't know. That somehow fell through about him going to Hawaii. I think he kind of gave up on that.
And that was my first memory of him. When he was married to Dorothy Moore and Misty Blues was the hit song. And he used to come mm-hmm. see Mom and see us when the song was a hit. And they would be talking about Misty Blues. And I don't know, Dorothy Moore might have came with him a couple of times, but I was like 3 years old, and I was just in awe. I knew what they were talking about, though. Some Misty Blues hit song, and that's my cousin's wife.
And I'm surprised that she got all that acclaim from Misty Blues, not taking away anything.
Oh, my God.
Joe Simon recorded it first. And then when Dorothy Moore recorded it, I mean, it was just a big, huge international hit.
Oh, man. She is still praised, Cousin Linda. When events are held now, oh, my goodness, it's like she's B.B. King.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And when Misty Blue was real popular, it was way after Misty Blue was real popular, but I had a coworker when I was working at Brinks, and I was working at night. And this coworker of mine used to sit there and sing Misty Blue, like she was thinking about somebody from her past or whatever. And she'd sing Misty Blue, And just be all off into it. And so I told her, I said, well, you know, Dorothy Moore was married to my cousin, and she graduated from the same high school I graduated from. I never could get this one to believe that Dorothy Moore actually graduated, and she definitely didn't believe that she was married to my cousin. And I said, well, I wouldn't make it up. I don't have any reason.
Some listeners might be thinking right now, oh, my God. I know international listeners know Dorothy Moore.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, and I talk to people over here in Dallas now who still love that song, and they never say anything about Joe Simon. They always say, oh, Dorothy Moore, Dorothy Moore.
I need to pull up the Joe Simon because, woo-wee, mother and I don't mean to sound so country, you all. I don't mean to sound so Mississippi, you all, but Mom and I love, Mom loves Joe Simon, and so do I. So I need to pull up both of them.
My mother loved Joe Simon. She was a huge fan. And I tell you, one of his songs that I love, that nobody else seems to like, and that It Be That Way Sometimes. It Be's That Way Sometimes.
That's the song.
We used to say that
it
all
be's
the time.
It That Way Sometimes.
When I was in the card room at Jackson State, and we'd be playing Be It With, and we would win, and me and my partner would be saying, it bees that way sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. Mother and I loved to hear that song. To her last days, when we were listening to KXI, and that song came on. Oh, my God. It bees that way sometimes. And so that was you all a victory song.
Oh, yes, it was. It definitely was. I'll post it from time to time on Facebook. And then, like I said, that's why I forgot about the podcast today, because I was so busy posting. I think I posted about 9 songs. I usually do 3. But I just got into this thing where I was reminiscing about the late 60s, early 70s, and some songs.
Right.
Like,
you see, I've been on like the 70s and the 80s. You see, I've been like nostalgic in like the 70s and the 80s.
Well, I like all of them, you know, every decade. But today I was just in the late 60s, early 70s mode, and I decided to post those songs. Mm-hmm. And every time I say, well, I'm not going
to
post another one. Uh-huh.
Every time you do, you say you're not going to post another one. Did another one come up?
Uh-huh. And you know how they have these songs suggested for you, but they really didn't have to suggest anything for me today. I just songs that I thought about on my own, I went ahead and posted them.
Wow. And though I was born in 68, and so, oh man, songs from the late 60s and early 70s, oh my goodness, they bring back so many good memories. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, but when you were on Wake Up New Orleans, Brother Warren, I loved how he played so many awesome songs in honor of you from the 60s and the 70s.
I tried to find his podcast or whatever it is. I can't find anything. The only thing I can pull up is that information sent to me. But I'd be wanting to listen to, you know, his current podcast, but I can't ever find anything.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I guess I don't know what the
I listened to some interesting ones when he called us, and I listened to some interesting ones about black farmers, and he covered some pretty deep topics.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you
I would send it to you.
Okay, I was going to say, well, next time you listen to something, yeah, send it to me. Because you know I'm not real tech savvy in certain areas.
Oh, yeah, you seem like it. Oh, man, but many of the listeners probably can relate to your practice of mindfulness. When
we think of someone,
a loved one, contact them. Stay in the moment right then. That's an act of being in the moment.
Yeah, don't just say, well, I'm going to call tomorrow or next week or whatever. Go ahead and do it now, because some of these people will have passed on you. I just looked at a text message from one of my friends that grew up in Georgetown, Kathy Harris, and she was telling me that Justice Stutz
fast, and I'm like, I
oh,
haven't
no.
heard that. Yeah.
My mother and I loved her, too. When did she pass?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask Kathy when I thought about, oh, my goodness, I'm missing your show. And so I'm going to have to ask Kathy, when did Dusty pass? Because I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Because Mother and I, yes, Mother kept, okay, she was married to one of the birds, right?
I never did know who Dusty married. One while she
it was
married,
a young. I remember she had married someone that was younger than her, and she had a child.
Yeah.
And I want mother kept
yes.
the child.
She
and we
was
see her
one time. She was married one time to this Sanders guy. I can't remember his first name.
Oh,
I can see.
Oh, was it Summers? I'm thinking about Summers. Was
Summers.
It Summers?
Yeah, Summers. Yeah, she was
yeah.
married to. Ben, what was his name? Something Summers. But anyway,
Timothy Summers
yeah,
was it a doctor?
Dr. Timothy Summers. Yes, that's what
yeah.
he was married to.
Yeah.
And yeah, and they got a divorce, which I was shocked. And then somebody said she
right.
had married a real young guy. Was he a hairdresser?
Oh, she sure did. But so
mm-hmm.
so mother kept the son with Dr. Summers because I know his kids and I knew him. But yeah, oh,
oh.
she sure did marry someone. Mm. But
yeah,
I did not know she had passed. Miss
Eddie
Cox passed away
so.
Too.
She
lived right
huh?
in the corner, and they Miss Effie Collins passed away, and she lived three blocks away. I didn't even know until that Friday when our president, Mr. Goop. Effie Collins, Rev Collins' wife, with Collins' funeral.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Mhm. And I was shocked because
wow.
I thought maybe you or Aunt Mildred or somebody would have told me or us. Yeah, I'm like, dang.
Yeah. You know how it is. Getting information now is iffy and spotty because. So many people have not heard about it. You would think that
right.
with media the way it is these days and communications, but I guess people figure, well, they probably already know.
And,
but no.
And business families.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
And families you would think would be on the news.
And I was going to say, it was somebody else recently passed that I thought would have been on the news in Jackson, and it wasn't. I can't remember who it was. And, oh, no, it wasn't Jackson. It was Dr. Stanley, the minister of the international.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Dr. Stanley.
Dr. Charles Stanley. Right.
Yeah. And I didn't see it on the news anywhere. I just happened to be looking. I get Yahoo News.
I didn't see
it. I happen to see
I didn't
it
see it on
Yahoo.
The news either.
Mm-mm, it
and
well,
just
made,
like, look.
Huh?
Right. I didn't see it on the news either. Nothing but online news.
Yeah, that's the only place I saw it. I said, he certainly was popular enough for that to have made.
Yes, he was highly respected.
Mm-hmm.
I remember meeting him. I went to the Bahamas twice, and I remember meeting him in Miami, at the airport. And because I had his book, and I always loved teaching, and I'm like, oh, my God, Dr. I said to myself internally, Dr. Charles Stanley is right next to me. And, you know, we spoke and everything, but God, if only he knew how I love his teachers. Because I put him with Dr. Vincent Peale. You know, his teachings are like, he's like a Billy Graham. So you're right,
yeah.
I was shocked.
Well, I guess now, you know, it's just common. So many people are passing
right.
until they don't even bother about, you know, notifying anybody. Or I guess if you're not a superstar, you don't make the news.
But Cousin Linda, they reported Jerry Springer death was reported. But I'm shocked that the mainstream media is not reporting that he left this world just like one of his shows, leaving his estate to his black children.
And the black children didn't even know. The black children didn't even know that he was their daddy. They didn't find out until his will was presented to them. And I need to post it. So they're not talking about that on main media, about his will.
And the
video will is like one of his talk shows, and he's like straightforward too. He's like, when I told my wife about my outside children who happened to be black, I'm just saying it verbatim, so you'll see it on the video, and the show is about to end. He said, his wife said, I do not want you to have anything to do with those black children. He said he told his wife then, okay, deal.
What?
If I can't have any dealings with my black children, then you are not getting a dime.
Wow.
Cousin London, Jerry Springer kept his word. And in the video,
that's
you will see.
Yes.
One of his shows in General Hospital, Bold and Beautiful, all in one. And Dallas, too. That sounds like some J.R.U. and stuff.
You ain't kidding.
Look, and he said, I told you at that time, talking to his wife, because I assume she's still living. He's talking to his wife. He said, I told you then that if I can't have any contact with the children. He sent them money, but the mama never told him who the daddy was. So the children didn't know it was Jerry Springer. So he said, I told you you wouldn't get a dime when I passed. So then he moved on to his girls. I guess he have 2 daughters that he raised with her. He said, girls, I'm sorry, but you all are not getting any inheritance. You should have become millionaires while I was living. He said, therefore, all of my entire estate will go to my 2 other children, a man and a woman. He said they would get all my bank accounts, all my properties in New York, in Mississippi. I'm like, if they don't want the property in Mississippi, they can give it to us, Cousin London. They said Mississippi. I'm like, wait a second. Oh, Cousin Linda, you make a good point. We need to find out. New Orleans, everything. He said all my bank accounts. He didn't say half my bank accounts. He said every single one of my bank accounts in the States and abroad. He said everything goes to his 2 children. And Cousin Linda, when I send you the video, when I post it, you're going to see the daughter going to walk off. And I'm like, that woman, I know she almost went into, I know she had to go to ER. Number one, she didn't even know Jerry Springer was her dad. Then she's watching this will. And then he just announced he's not only her dad, but giving her and her brother everything.
Wow.
Everything. And I guess they're like in their 40s. And like they look like they're in their 30s and 40s, 50s.
I tell you, I wish that would happen to me. Some relative or somebody from somewhere come out of the closet and say, here's your money.
Right. Oh, my God. So, yeah, why his death was on the news. Why isn't that being talked about?
Because the children are black.
Right. That's a good point. Because look, the show ended. We had like 10 or 15 minutes. That's a good point. Because if they were white, we probably would see it on Entertainment Tonight.
If they were white, we would see it on Entertainment Tonight, Extra.
Yeah.
And all those other shows, and probably MSNBC and all the rest of them.
Right. That's a good point. So, you
my generational curse being broken. You're right, Cousin Linda. That generational curse has been broken in a big way. Black wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, my God.
Because it's usually the
but
other
look,
way
you
around.
Make...
You always have blacks giving their money to white people, you know, always marrying the other race. And like, what's his name, Byron Allen and all these other folks that's married to white women. And getting
so Byron
all
Allen, I didn't know if Byron Allen was married to a white woman or single. So he's married to a white woman. Oh.
Oh, yes. And I know they have one daughter.
Mr. Pro-Black.
Yeah. And that's what gets me. It's all these pro-black folks walking around.
I knew I was going to stir you up, Cousin Linda.
Yes, these white spouses and zebra children. And because your friend, Reggie.
Yeah, look what happened to Tiger Woods. Not his girlfriend showing out on him.
And she should. I said, he ain't got no better sense than to keep fooling around with white women after he paid a babysitter $210 million. And then them 23 women that Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred sued him and all that money he had to pay them. And he ain't going to take up with your employee. Because when they were saying that he was dating the
person. Her.
Ain't she pitiful looking?
When I seen her, I had a weird vibe about her. And when I heard this story, I was not surprised. And then you're right. She's not like them. And he probably thought, well, if I got like a regular-looking chick, she probably won't do me dirty. Well?
Why then?
Well?
He ought to know that's the only reason any white woman would want him is for money. I mean, it ain't like Tiger really got it going on. You know, he
really
has.
But you know, and he's and like, there's women like me who find him pretty, you know, attractive, and really the money would be a perk. But he, I mean, he don't pay attention to us.
Well, I mean, you might have seen something in him. I ain't never seen nothing in Tiger Woods. He just always been a little looking man. But I'm sure he could have found a black woman who would have truly loved him. But, I mean, he was at the top of his game when he married that babysitter. That should have been a signal to him right then and there. But I guess, you see, a lot of times black men don't care as long as the woman is white.
Right.
See, out there, you know, laying outside of the street, an old hooker or something, as long as she's white, they will take her. So, girl, you know, I figured she probably wasn't going to get any money out of Tiger Woods because she went about it the wrong way. But I was hoping she'd take him to the cleaners, too, like all the other ones, because he's so stupid.
He must have finally came to his senses, because then the reason she's taking him to court for money is because had her to pack up and leave, and then security wouldn't let her back. So,
well, he probably found
another
white one. He probably found another white one that looked a little bit better that he wanted, and the only way he could get to that one is to get rid of restaurant manager. And I mean, you don't do that. You don't, because I mean, these lawsuits, these sexual harassment lawsuits, are too easy to settle. When you are over your employee, if you make any kind of disparaging remark or anything, and you've been having an affair with your underling employee, you're going to be sued and get paid. But this girl was shacking with Tiger.
Yeah.
And that was one of her mistakes, you know. He could just kick her on out, give her a house, few hundred dollars.
Because she could have been just set up, had her own restaurant and had her own place, and just spent time with him until he put a ring on it.
Right.
But, it's ways to play the game, too. And that way she would have had her own money when it's time to get dumped.
Yeah, she should have talked to a good lawyer. And I'm sure one would have taken her case on a contingency basis, because eventually the relationship with Tiger Woods was going to end. But now I don't know how he's going to get any woman now, because he can't win golf tournaments and he's all broken down. You know, he probably can't perform in the bedroom, and he's in pain and got back problems and stuff. Now, what woman wants him?
Reggie Roughneck used to say that 10 years ago. When we were talking, when Reggie Roughneck would be on the show too, remember he used to call in, and he used to joke about, yeah, that's why his back always hurt, because he got so many women, and then he can't perform playing golf. Yeah, right.
Oh, no, I didn't know he said that. But when I was talking about the same issue on Facebook, and I kept talking about this white woman and stuff, and Reggie Roughneck had nerve to ask me what was my fixation with white women. I said, I'm not fixated on black women and white women.
I
just
want
to know why. Yes, he did. I said, I just want to know why the brothers feel like they have to give all their money to white women. Oh. You know, if you're going to be
you make a
money,
good point. Even Terry, one of those guys that, and from a family of big, beautiful black women, even Terry got that little mindset that some white women better than black women. I'm like, I can't believe this. Now, I've dated out my race, and you know that. But I never consider a white man being better than a brother. I will, you know, black love is great aspiration, or, you know, someone like Salt Bae. You know, we all brown. my goodness. I never think, oh, the white man, I got to have me a white guy better than a brother. Oh, my God.
You would think that Aunt Mildred and I like white men, because the way we be talking about the cowboys from back in the day, nearly everybody knows I got a thing for Chuck Connors, Robert Vaughn, James Mason, Clint Walker, Mr. Gil Favor on Rawhide. I just love these westerns because I love
Oh, that's why you love Rawhide.
Yeah, that's why I like the TV shows, the westerns, because the men were so rugged. And I've always liked the manly man. You know, I never did like these pretty boys.
Exactly.
Like,
and see, that's my fault for being in a relationship with a feminine man, you know. Right.
Why them did like turn to me, and I want to know that I got a man. I like men with rough hands, hairy bodies.
Right.
I don't like these metrosexuals that's done ripped all the wax, all the hair off their bodies and all that. And so I used to, you know, tell Michael Payne how much I like these Western guys. And so he said, Miss Linda, I thought you said you didn't like white men. I said, I don't. He said, well, nobody would never know it the way you be talking about your car. I said, well, did I know? I didn't want to be in a relationship with them. I just like the roles that they play.
But
on
you like
TV.
What you like. Look, you like what you like.
Well, I mean, you know, the roles that they played on TV, they were so handsome and like Robert Vaughn, you know, suave and debonair. And I like James Mason because I like that British accent.
Right.
And you know, it's something about them, the way they carry themselves. And then Chuck Connors,
exactly.
Wow, you know, such a tough man out there in the wilderness on the Rifleman and Cheyenne. And, oh, and it was another one.
So now I know why you love the Rifleman and Rawhide.
Oh, yes,
baby. Yeah. But, yeah, I that's one reason why I love old Hollywood, too, because the men were just so much of men. And then the women, they exemplified being elegant.
Yes, glamorous, sexy, without having to take their clothes off. Because me and Mildred were talking about, you know, glamorous women like, what's her name? Ava Gardner. Ava Gardner was more sexy
than beautiful. A lot of people talked about how beautiful she was. I said, no, it was something about her eyes and the way she carried herself. And Lauren Bacall and Veronica.
Her attitude, her look, but that attitude.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know Veronica Lake. And these were women who were not voluptuous. You know,
Prince liked her. I think Prince even talked about her in some of his songs. Veronica Lake.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, the way you light a cigarette or something. But you just don't find women like that no more. They think they got to show everything, butts out and titties out.
Right. Right, because your mom was a sexy aunt lighting up her cigarettes. And I got a promo from Paul Mall that last week. It was for my sister. And I was like, Lord, that must be a sign from Aunt Helen.
That was her brand.
Yes.
And so I just like.
And she knew how to light. She knew how to light it. And she used to light them just like the ladies in Hollywood.
One of my friends told me, I think we were 12, 13 years old, she said, ooh, I just love the way your mother lights that cigarette. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
I hadn't even paid attention to it. You know, it's like the way she can hold the cigarette and drag on it. And I was like, I had never paid attention to that. And then when I'm looking at these old Hollywood glamour movies, I said, that must have been where my mama picked this up from. So she told me that when they were kids, she said they used to go to the movies every day in the summertime. They say Hedda would give them a dime to go to the movies, and they went to the movies.
Ooh, a dime.
Every
day. Not a movie, like $20. From a dime to $20.
For a lousy movie. And you look, you can't sit up in there all day, because I know when we were going to the movie, we used to be in there all day. It was a quarter.
Right. I'll get my money's worth, Cousin Linda.
We used to go. Look, we went to the movies mainly for socializing, because we mainly would be in there talking and courting little boys and just having fun. I don't think we ever watched a movie. Oh, and I tell you another woman that was sexy, and that was Lana Turner. Lana Turner was a sexy woman, beautiful and sexy. But child, you don't get that anymore. I'm so glad I grew up when I did, because this trash and filth now that they call entertaining, it's anything but entertaining to me.
Because when I was a little girl, I had my relatives, mom, my aunt, you, cousin Sharon, aunt. That, and you all exemplified what beauty was. And then, like, actresses and models like Jane Kennedy, you know, and Diane Carroll, those mothers and women I would see on sitcoms and TV shows. You know, those women just, they made me feel like I could do anything in the world.
And Diane Carroll was just very glamorous.
And Diana Ross, because I love Diana Ross like Cousin William. And she's still glamorous. You don't care for her?
No, I never was a fan. I always liked Mary Wilson, and I guess that's the reason I'm not a huge Diana Ross fan. Because I really thought that Diana Ross had a beautiful voice back then. It was something about that voice.
Right.
Old Barry Gordy was right. But I just always thought that Mary Wilson was the prettiest one. And I don't know.
I've heard mothers say certain things about Mary Wilson that, you know, should have gotten more light, too.
She had the better figure. She was just prettier. And she had a good voice. But Barry Gordy, you know, was fooling around and sleeping with Diana Ross. And I don't know, I guess I just didn't like the unfairness of it.
Right.
Kick the other girls to the side.
And then the love child.
Yes.
Yes, and when she was lying, you know, they had to he had to find her a husband, but she was pregnant, and he was still married. And back then, you couldn't do that kind of stuff without being vilified for life. So yeah,
right.
They went and found her
right.
due to marriage. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew what was going
on,
though. Everybody.
Uh-huh. But the politics, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. People that know the story when it was happening, I understand. Because,
oh, yeah,
mother even used to mention that, too, but how Mary Wilson was just as talented. And the other, what was the other
Florence
member?
Florence Ballard. She bowed out. I mean, during that popularity and everything, she was just fed up with it. So she went ahead and quit. And a lot of people blamed her for quitting. But there just comes a time when you see what's going on, you know you got the talent. You look just as good. But when somebody is sleeping
right.
with the boss and getting all the breaks, and so what can you do? And I guess Florence Ballard thought marriage would be a better option, but, you know, that was a real bad mistake on her part. Mary Wilson hung on in there to the end. I guess she said she was going to ride
that. She sure did.
Until the very end, and she did. But I don't know if I could have, I guess maybe she needed the money also. I mean, you know, the changes that were made to the Supremes, because there was Cindy Bird's song and Jean Carroll, and I don't know, Sherry Payne. You know, the group just kept changing. And
right.
I don't know. I just didn't like the way Berry Gordy handled things. And I guess
right.
that just pushed me away from Diana Ross.
Wow. Right. There's the image, and then there's the true story. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, not only Motown, but all these old record companies and these executives, the way they would use those entertainers, you know, steal from
right.
them, hook them on drugs, and ruin their lives, get all involved in their personal lives.
Remember L.A. Reid and Pebbles when the Faith Records was popular? And Pebbles
yeah.
called L.A. Reid allegedly with one of the members of TLC, allegedly. You know,
yeah.
that's some, and people are just in shock. But you're right, that's like
yeah.
part of the culture, though. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, certain women feel like, well, I'm going to sleep my way to the top. I mean, happens in corporate America, used to happen in corporate America before the sexual harassment
right.
and Me Too stuff was so popular. Because I know when I was at the phone company, it wasn't nothing for white women to be sleeping with the boss. That's how a lot of them got promoted. And some of them would even tell mm-hmm. you that they slept with the boss. That's how they got promoted. They weren't even ashamed to tell
mm-hmm.
you.
Well, I don't know if you know, but that's why Mom left Fox. Because, what, Murdoch? What's that man's name? It was her boss?
I don't know.
That's why Mom left Fox, because the boss came on to her, sexual harassment. That's why Mom left Fox and then opened her at-home daycare center. Did you know that? Hollingsworth.
Well,
wasn't it Hollingsworth?
Yeah, I had heard that. I didn't know for a fact.
Right. People never talk about stuff like that, but, yeah, I remember that because that was like 80, like right time Granddad died, like 80, 81. And, I mean, she's working, you know, love her job. And then she's talking about Hollingsworth came on to her sexual harassment.
Yeah,
the thing I know.
Yeah,
she worked there and then she had an idea to open her in-house daycare center. Which was successful until 2005 when her health started getting down. But yeah, that's when I learned about sexual harassment. I would hear the name on the news. Then I was like, wow. And then Mom had the dignity, I guess if she had started something with him, she would have been, you know,
well,
whatever stayed on, got promoted and got raises, but
Mom was like, mm-mm.
Sometimes it doesn't work that way. You know, they'll tell you they're going to give you a promotion, but they don't. I think she did the best thing back then is just to go ahead and quit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we never been on welfare. Mama, never been on welfare. But I think this was a short period. She got like an unemployment check, and then she paid it back. Like one check.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an idea to start her business.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wow, this is some deep stuff. Because I think she was going to try to follow suit. But I guess
it probably wouldn't have known in her family. Well, it's getting time for national news, and so I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone. And you going to be on at 4 tomorrow?
Yes, we'll do 4 tomorrow. Wednesday will be...
Okay.
I was going to say early in the morning Wednesday, but we can do it like 1 if you want to. Instead of 5 a.m.
Well, just send me a notice, and like I could have gone to work today, but I didn't want to go. So if I get it, if I do it, it's an assignment, I'll let you know. But remind me at 4 o'clock tomorrow, because like I said, I'll be looking for a Perry Mason or something else. I'll forget it.
I'll remind you before then too.
Okay.
I want to hear about lunch on Saturday. Want to hear about lunch on Saturday? I never did see your picture. Did you post any?
I sure did. I posted several. It was just me and Priscilla. Oh, the news I'm coming out.
Oh, okay.
I'll holler at you later.
I seen pictures from a year ago. I seen a picture from a year ago, but I ain't see Saturday's picture.
Okay, well, just go back and look. They're on there. But the news is on,
okay.
So I'm going to have to go. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's coming on. Love you. Thank you.